Instant illumination. Keep true to the dreams of your youth. Keep true to the dreams of your youth. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Keep true to the dreams of your youth. Now, everybody says that they had dreams when they were a youth, and they really didn't. Nobody had any dreams when they were a youth. When you were a youth, you lived it. You didn't look forward to something in the future. You didn't hope someday you'd be that. If you want to say youth was when you're in your teens, then perhaps that might be so. But when I think of youth, I think of childhood, I think of children, and I think of children who always live in the now. And how wonderful that is. Now, parents come along, and they come along pretty early in the game, and they say to their children, their youth, they say to the youngsters, what are you going to be when you grow up? What would you like to be when you grow up? And the kids never thought a thing about it. They didn't really give a darn. They just were growing up doing whatever came naturally for them. And the parent says, what do you want to be? Make up your mind. Now, one of the worst countries in the world is Europe in this thing, and I think perhaps Japan and China come in second, and Russia around the same. They say, plan your future. If you don't pass these tests in school, you're not allowed to go on to college. You can't go on and be a dilettante. You can't go on to college and just study arts and things like that. You have to have a craft. You have to have a purpose in life. You got to know what your education is going to be and how you're going to be educated. Because you can't just go through life and be yourself and have fun. You have to be something. And so this is what the children are taught in Europe. And that's why Europe is so filled with people who are wishing they could be something that they're not. Now, in America, we don't do that. In America, we don't ask kids what they're going to be when they grow up. They said, what are you now? What do you like being? What do you like doing? I'm driving my fire engine. I got my police car here, you know. Hey, I got a boom, boom, cowboys and robbers, you know. And cowboys and robbers, you like that, huh? And whatever they're doing, they're just having fun. And then they say, boom, boom, you're dead, now lay down. And you can get up as soon as I tell you, you know, when the game's over. Okay, now the game's over, so get up. Now you can be the other side. And their games never hurt anybody. Their games never looked at other people as being wrong. It's just like a debater. You know what a debater is? A debater is a person who can argue for or against anything and neither be for or against either. You see? That's genius. That is being open and one-pointed. And that's being able to say, what are the values for this and what are the disadvantages for this? And you look at it, you don't say the disadvantages outnumber the values or the values outnumber the disadvantages. You say, what do I want to do? Now, if I tell Edith Mary, look, you old so-and-so, you think you're going to be an astronaut? At the age of 80, you're going to be an astronaut? And Edith Mary says, well, of course. And
Why not?
See, she says, why not? And so I said, now you can't do that. I'm your mother. I'm your father. I tell you, you can't do that. You know, yeah, you're beyond the age of being an astronaut. And Edith Mary says, mother, remember when I told you that story last year, 10 years ago, 100 years ago? Remember when I told you all about what it was like on living on another planet? Well, I was an astronaut then. I was on another planet. And I go to another planet every time I go to sleep at night. I visit many planets because I don't like to just visit one because I like to spread my goodness around. So I go visiting all the planets in the galaxy. And you know, I haven't the vaguest idea where they are because I don't really care. I just want to go to the planet. And so I'm on that planet. I am an astronaut. I am as much an astronaut as an astronaut. In fact, Mama, most of the astronauts don't even get off the shuttle. They don't even get out and walk around. It's just a chosen few who get out and walk around. If they had all of them walking around, they'd have problems, you know, keeping track of who's on first base. But, you know, what are your dreams of your youth? What is the dreams of your youth that you're going to keep true to? The dreams of your youth is that you want to be yourself and have fun. All of our youth, we grow up with the idea we want to have fun. We want to be ourselves. We want to follow our own dream, which is to be ourselves. And it doesn't have a label on it like being a merchant, a prince. It doesn't have being a label like being a mother or father or anything like that. It has a label of just being fun. Just being fun. Now, we saw the Princess Diary 2. And in Princess Diary 2, the princess was raised in a rather limited circumstance, not poor, but limited, and she could not do half the things she wanted to do. But she was raised, really, in a princess consciousness. And so when she was in her country at the point of taking over as being queen, she looked around and she saw the little children there. And she saw the little children, and she knew what was in their heart, because it was in her heart, too. And she says, "Children, you are all princesses. Now act like it, stand like it, look like it, live like it. See, now, you see, that's the dream. Now, do you think all those children are going to become princesses? No, they are already. See, they're not only dreaming the dream of their youth, they're living the dream of their youth, and they're living their dream of their reality at all times. Now, what are we doing? Are we looking for some future time, some future day, when we're going to live our dream and when we're going to fulfill our desire of our youth? Well, the desire of our youth, for all of us, categorically, is to be ourselves and have fun. That's what everybody wants to do, regardless of what you do, what you say, what you think. You all want to be yourself and have fun. That's the only thing you can do. Whatever you think yourself is and whatever you think fun is. This is what we really want to do. Now, do you have to become an astronaut? Nope. Do you have to become a bum? Nope. Do you have to become anything? Nope. All you become is yourself, and that you are already, and have fun at it. And in the process, you may discover the light bulb. You may have some great inventions come tripling across you. Like Stefan, you know, here he is. What is Stefan? 43, 45? And finally, he has an invention going through his mind. I mean, of all the things that Stefan has ever done, he may have done this before, but I don't know about it. He thought of, why not having a shower of light? When you're taking a shower in the morning, have a shower of light, water and light and whatever. Now, Stefan, what took you so long? That sounds like a cool idea, a real crazy idea, something that might be just absolutely outrageous. And then Stefan did the normal thing. He says, "Herb, how do I go about it?" And I'll say to him, "Stefan, living it in your heart is more fun than living it in fact. You can go and have a masseur give you a massage, but it's not half the fun of imagining him giving you a massage. Because when you imagine a masseur giving you a massage, he is touching all of your buttons. He is touching all of your points, which make you feel relaxed, which make you feel good, which make your body just feel so sensitive and so true to yourself. It's not erotic stuff. Right away we want to think erotic, but it's just your body language is talking to you. He knows right where to touch your heart. Right where to touch your liver, your lungs, right where to touch your throat, right where to touch your eyes. And you just feel like you are in seventh heaven. Not because he's doing anything right or wrong, but because you are tuned in with that which touches you. And that's why this energy massage is so wonderful. It does the same thing. But you see, that's living in the now. That's doing things right now. That's living your youth in your youth. You're present and you're present. You're now and you're now. Do you like yourself?
Yes.
Do you think you're a wonderful person?
Yes.
And do you think that you're just so fantastic?
Yes.
You do, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. And what happens?
I think so. I know so.
Well, believe you. You got the right answer there. Did you ever notice? I told you I use Edith Mary as an example. Because Edith Mary is so silly, so stupid. She doesn't know that she doesn't have the right example. She believes in herself. And you know what happens when she believes in herself? She's got the right example. And if we would all just believe in ourselves, we'd have the right example too. And Ingeborg, you don't get the right example and you don't have half the fun if you spend your life sleeping away. Now, always keep your eyes open, your chin up, your nose out, and listen carefully to what you're hearing, because it may just be that it's the answer to what you have in your heart. Always follow it. Always live by it. And always know that I love you very much.
Thank you.
Remember, keep true to the dreams of your youth, of being yourself and having fun.
I love you.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.